Methylene Blue, MB, for memory, mood, Parkinson's, and more. A whirlwind introduction to the world's first modern drug. It is safe, non-toxic, and effective for many illnesses. This post was by Jacqueline at deeprootsathome.com from the original commentary by Dr. Mercola. I abridged it for clarity. Wikipedia tells a bit of truth. Quote, Methylene Blue was first prepared in 1876 by Heinrich Caro. It is on the World Health Organization's list of essential medicines. However, they proceed to tell lie after lie. I bolded a few in the following. As a medication, it is mainly used to treat methemoglobinemia. It is typically given by injection into a vein. Common side effects include headache and vomiting. They do not mention that besides inactivating HIV-1, hepatitis A and C, and the Ebola and Zika viruses, methylene blue is proven to be neuroprotective and helps improve brain function for people with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, bipolar depression, and more. Existing approved drugs for dementia don't work, or they would be curing people and the disease would disappear. Methylene blue is the parent molecule for hydroxychloroquine, the off-patent drug commonly used to treat not only malaria, but also COVID. Before antibiotics, it was widely used to treat urinary tract infections at the low levels described below. It's also used as an antiviral agent in blood transfusions. MB is used in hospitals worldwide to treat metabolic poisons that interfere with oxygen transport. If you are admitted for carbon monoxide or cyanide poisoning, you'll receive methylene blue intravenously. It's the only known antidote. Studies prove that MB is an effective antidepressant. You likely don't know about it because this affordable substance would put the mental health industry out of business. And it doesn't have the nasty side effects of Paxil or any other antidepressant. It helps mitochondrial respiration, improves brain energy metabolism, prevents neurodegeneration, and improves cognitive performance. Gonzalez Lima states, quote, our group was the first to map the effects of methylene blue in the brains of humans and show its effects on improving brain metabolism, blood flow, and memory function. And this is from his interview in the first reference. Low doses of MB are nootropic. These substances enhance learning and memory and protect the brain while increasing natural cognitive processes. Nootropics are non-toxic and do not stimulate or depress the brain. If you want to care for your family outside the present medical paradigm, have methylene blue in your medical toolkit. Methylene blue improves these neurological diseases and more. Bipolar disorder. And here's a paper, Methylene Blue in the Treatment of Neuropsychiatric Disorders. Conclusion, quote, use of methylene blue in bipolar disorder led to a better stabilization and reduction in residual symptoms of the illness. And then there are other links to other studies, including methylene blue may help bipolar depression. Depression, a controlled trial of methylene blue in severe depressive illness. Conclusion, quote, methylene blue at a dose of 15 milligrams per day appears to be a potent antidepressant. The prophylactic effect of methylene blue in manic depressive psychosis. Conclusion, quote, during the year the patients were treated with methylene blue at 300 milligrams a day, they were significantly less depressed than the year on the 15 milligrams a day. The Journal of Neurotrauma reports that methylene blue has an antidepressant effect in mice with traumatic brain injury. Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, and Huntington's disease. Methylene blue in Alzheimer's disease. Conclusion. Quote, methylene blue is known to reduce the formation of amyloid plaques and neurofibrillary tangles and repair impairments in mitochondrial function and cellular metabolism. It also shows promise in treating Parkinson's and Huntington's disease. Methylene blue boosts memory. Neurometabolic mechanisms for memory enhancement and neuroprotection of methylene blue. Conclusion. Quote, methylene blue is neuroprotective, a safe intervention for the treatment of acute and chronic conditions with neurodegeneration and memory impairment. Functional MR imaging of the effects of MB in the human brain. Conclusion. Quote, a single dose orally of methylene blue improved memory retrieval by 7% and increased MRI-based responses in areas of the brain that control short-term memory and attention. And he has five other supporting studies at the links. Methylene blue increases mitochondrial energy production. MB assists brain cell respiration by increasing oxygen and donating electrons to the electron transport chain within mitochondria. This same process is used to create ATP within mitochondria. So MB contributes to this energy production process. Increasing cellular energy affects mood and memory. MB increases acetylcholine for better neuroplasticity. Methylene blue inhibits problematic acetylcholinesterase activity. The outcome is increased levels of acetylcholine. The function of this substance in the brain is critical for encoding new memories, reasoning, concentration, cognition, and the growth of new synapses, neuroplasticity. Lack of acetylcholine can result in diseases like ADD, ADHD, and Alzheimer's. Methylene blue improves serotonin and norepinephrine, affecting anxiety, depression, and memory. MB is neuroprotective. Methylene blue is a potent antioxidant. When damaging reactive oxygen species are produced inside mitochondria, the first free radical that is formed inside a cell is superoxide. Methylene blue binds to superoxide and reduces it to water. It stops the oxidative cascade at its very beginning before it does damage. Dosing and quality. With MB, less is sometimes more. Very low doses, 0.5 milligrams per kilogram of body weight per day, may be as effective as high doses. High doses, 2 milligrams per kilogram and above per day, are sometimes harmful. Some people take a fraction of the recommended lower amounts, yet still get good effects and have fewer stomach problems than those who take higher doses. This is hormesis, when a drug has good outcomes at low doses and poor outcomes at higher doses. Obtain methylene blue from a trusted source. If you do not use USP quality, you risk consuming substantial contaminants. And I've got a source that, among many others, has been tested by the batch for purity. Follow directions as to dosing closely and find and consult a functional doctor before use if possible. Dosing calculations for MB, 1% solution for a 0.5 milligram per kilogram dose. Note, there are 20 drops per milliliter, which is typically one dropper. And then I have dosing by the weight and how many drops or milligrams per day that are necessary. Contraindications. Do not use methylene blue if you have a G6PD deficiency. This is an inherited deficiency of glucose 6-phosphate dehydrogenase, an enzyme that protects red blood cells against rapid breakdown, which is called hemolytic anemia. Other contraindications are liver kidney disorders, use of 5-HTP or St. John's wort, and pregnancy or breastfeeding. Side effects of MB are infrequent when the doses are under 2 milligrams per kilogram. Monoamine oxide inhibition, MAO inhibition, becomes a problem over 2 milligrams per kilogram per day of MB. So if you are using antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications that affect dopamine or serotonin, you should not use doses of methylene blue over 2 milligrams per kilogram per day. Note, in Mercola's video, Mayo's, which is the first reference in the references below, Mayo Clinic sources were quoted as saying that SSRI antidepressants like Prozac or Paxil are not a contraindication for oral methylene blue. Notes. Dr. Levy says the half-life of methylene blue is about 12 hours. Other sources, and I have two there, say the half-life is only 5 to 6 hours. So twice-a-day dosing may have advantages, especially for chronic diseases. Why does it work so well for neurological problems? One reason could be because it rapidly crosses the vascular blood-brain barrier and concentrates in the brain. Methylene blue sometimes causes a Herxheimer reaction, which is an indication that pathogens are dying, just as they do when you take antibiotics. If you feel worse after taking MB, back your dose off and keep it low for a period. This is typically only a few days to a week, but under unusual circumstances, it can be longer. If you have a healthcare provider helping you, get their advice. Author Jacqueline tells how to make it less blue and avoid staining. She says, I consume 5 drops of this methylene blue in lemon water, and she gives a link. That is 10 drops or 5 milligrams a day. 20 drops are in a cc. If you add buffered sodium ascorbate powder, the blue color lessens dramatically. I use a straw and swish with pure water afterward, and I have not had stained teeth. Your urine will be blue-green tinged, and watching it is helpful to learn when your levels are low again. And she says the half-life is 12 to 13 hours. Notes. The above may contain affiliate links for author Jacqueline. Many other brands are available. If you use plain MB and water, brush your teeth and rinse well, or you risk teeth stains. References. These are from the extensive and confusing commentary about methylene blue, and these are valuable, definitive, and easy to understand sources. Dr. Mercola and Dr. Francisco Gonzalez Lima, PhD, the top expert on methylene blue, discuss why Big Pharma doesn't want us to know about methylene blue, and I've left a link. Or listen to it on Dr. Mercola's website at another link. This is academic and not the best reference here, but I put it first because it's the interview from the Mercola Post. Dr. Beans, FLCCC, that's Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, lectures about methylene blue and related treatments are clear, authoritative, and understandable. His lectures about MB, and I've left 6 links. Note, Bean is one of the Internet's most popular medical educators. A medical doctor and software engineer, Dr. Mobeam Syed, known to his fans as Dr. Bean, has been teaching medicine since 1994, and I've got a link to his main page. Bonus. Bean and Dr. Merrick discuss Merrick's new book about alternative cancer treatments, and I've left the link. I will post about it soon. The FLCCC instructions for how to economically make low-dose methylene blue solution from powder are at another link that I've left. This is a key video. I bought 100 grams of the powder from the recommended source, which is cztl.bz. The solution is easy to make if you follow directions, but if you use teaspoons instead of the included measuring device, you'll make a mess. Place 1 cc of powder and 100 milliliters of water in a glass jar. This becomes 10 milligrams per cc, the most commonly used strength. Dilute your dose of this stock solution in water and drink it through a straw. FLCCC's recommendations for methylene blue as a first-line therapy for post-vaccine recovery are at another link. The following excellent lectures are from the Riordan Clinic, which is Dr. Thomas Levy's group, and I've left four links. And I also liked a summary article by David Toman, and I've linked a link for that, and The Ultimate Guide to Methylene Blue, which is a book by Mark Sloan. I'm retired, so I never offer specific medical advice. Use this information at your own risk and consult a licensed healthcare provider for diagnostic and therapeutic advice. I can advise you about one thing. Be careful with MB or your skin and teeth will be a blue mess. So here's my pitch. I know what you're thinking. I have my doubts. You're claiming that MB is another freaking panacea. Like chlorine dioxide, the stories about it are remarkable, but the staining turns most people off. I've been taking it for a week and will let you know soon how it goes. In the meantime, psych me up by donating some people to my Substack. All my best. Here's some parting shots. Number one, this is by Polymath Paul. I've been using high doses of methylene blue for years. It makes me feel great, enhances my intellect, and gives me mental and physical stamina. They gave it safely in Vietnam in gram amounts as an anti-malarial, and it is a powerful antidepressant. If I take too much, I get a little aggressive and intolerant. I joke that if I took a little more, the sclera of my eyes would turn blue, making me just like a Freeman in Dune. If this happens, I would have to start carrying a Kreis knife that's made from a tooth of a sandworm of Arrakis. Tropical fish are way easier to kill than humans, so I use inexpensive fish tank methylene blue. If it contained appreciable heavy metals, it would likely kill them en masse. I'm not an expert, and I may be wrong. And this is my comment. Industrial-grade methylene blue is sold as a dye and can have more than 8% to 11% contaminants. The fish tank type may be pure, but Paul makes no guarantees. Methylene blue used to be dirt cheap, but the prices crept up over time. The higher prices for the pharmaceutical grade are a ham-handed attempt to charge whatever the market will bear. Parting shot number two, blue tidbits. And here's a quote for which I've lost the source. The fact that methylene blue, another reducing agent, is effective in the treatment of polio also points to the poisonous cause of this disease. Methylene blue has been used as an antidote in the treatment of nitrite, cyanide, and carbon monoxide and other poisonings. Here's a second blue tidbit. Dr. Ryan Cole speaking to Mercola. For neurological side effects of the shot, four remedies that can be very helpful are fluvoxamine, which is an antidepressant that blocks cytokine production in neural tissues, pharmaceutical-grade methylene blue, which improves mitochondrial respiration and repair, near-infrared light, which triggers the production of melatonin in your mitochondria, and hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which boosts mitochondrial function, decreases inflammation, and much more. Here's my note about that passage. Cole is a reputable source. However, while fluvoxamine may have theoretical benefits, its disadvantages are profound. I would never feed it to my doggie.